Welcome to Digimasters Shorts. We are your hosts, Adam Nagus.
And Carly Wilson, delivering the latest scoop from the digital realm. Yesterday's GTC March 2024 keynote, delivered by NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang, offered a deep dive into the future of high-tech industries, emphasizing artificial intelligence, digital twins, cloud technologies, and sustainable computing. Huang, leading NVIDIA's transformation into a global powerhouse, highlighted the significant role of GPUs and accelerated computing in advancing sectors from gaming to autonomous driving. At the spotlight of the event were announcements of NVIDIA's next-gen Hopper and Lovelace GPUs, poised to bolster performance and energy efficiency across critical industries. Huang's keynote emphasized the burgeoning role of digital twins, with NVIDIA's Omniverse platform standing out as a game-changer in product design and maintenance. The GTC March 2024 keynote, as demonstrated by Huang, underlines NVIDIA's central position in driving the AI and technological revolution that shapes the future. The event's presentations and case studies offered glimpses into a world made increasingly efficient and interconnected through NVIDIA's computing innovations. With these advancements, industries ranging from healthcare to entertainment are set to leap forward in data processing and decision-making capacities.
OpenAI's chief scientist, Ilya Sutskever, has been conspicuously absent following a power struggle that occurred at the company in November. CEO Sam Altman recently discussed Sutskever's status, dismissing rumors of tension with a laugh during an appearance on the Lex Fridman podcast. Altman has returned to his leadership position with a reshaped board, but despite the shakeup, Sutskever remains at OpenAI, something Altman has expressed hope will continue for the rest of his career. The rumors suggested that Sutskever had pushed for Altman's removal after being alarmed by a potential sighting of artificial general intelligence AGI, a key focus for OpenAI. Altman refutes such claims, emphasizing his discussions with Sutskever on the implications of AGI for humanity. Although once part of a trio that included CTO Mira Murati and board member Helen Toner, who momentarily succeeded in replacing Altman, Sutskever's future within the company remains an open question. The story highlights the complexities at the frontier of AI, as OpenAI navigates leadership dynamics amidst its pursuit of AGI. In a groundbreaking development in the tech industry, NVIDIA has unveiled their latest chip, codenamed Blackwell, aimed at revolutionizing artificial intelligence applications. The new silicon masterpiece promises to substantially accelerate AI computation, exceeding the capabilities of its predecessors. This advance comes as the demand for more efficient and powerful AI computing surges, with applications spanning from autonomous vehicles to complex data analysis. With Blackwell, NVIDIA not only solidifies its place as a leader in the AI field, but also heralds a new era of innovation. Analysts predict that this chip will have a profound impact on the market, potentially reshaping competition and driving technological advancements in numerous industries. NVIDIA's aggressive push towards more advanced AI hardware demonstrates their commitment to maintaining an edge in a rapidly evolving sector. As the world watches, the implications of NVIDIA's Blackwell have set the stage for an exciting future in AI technology.
In a puzzling series of events, the Princess of Wales, Kate Middleton, has provoked widespread speculation following her noticeable absence after announcing a planned surgery in January. A controversy erupted after an image featuring Middleton with her children appeared, then was quickly withdrawn on their official Instagram account, sparking apologies and rumors fueled by internet conspiracy theories and late-night talk show jests. The episode has caught the attention of PR experts, warning that the fiasco holds lessons for anyone leveraging social media to promote or sell, highlighting the ramifications of mishandling public perception. The royal's PR dilemma underscores a broader challenge in an era where advanced AI tools have heightened public skepticism towards online content. The Atlantic's Charlie Warzel notes the damaging effects of generative AI tools on public trust, exacerbating biases and challenging the discernment of truth in an already distrustful society. Bloomberg's Beth Cowart echoes those concerns, illustrating the perils of authenticity attempts by brands on social media, which can backfire and further erode trust. The unfolding situation with Middleton serves as a stark reminder of the necessity for maintaining genuine engagement, as the cost of inauthenticity may be higher than ever in our increasingly skeptical digital landscape. In a significant development in the realm of generative AI, Adobe has introduced new AI-driven tools into its Substance 3D suite, targeting enhanced efficiency and creativity for professionals in 3D design. Adobe's Firefly AI, previously augmenting 2D programs like Photoshop and Illustrator, is now integrated with Substance 3D Sampler and Stager applications, The new text-to-texture feature in Substance 3D Sampler allows for the generation of photorealistic textures from text prompts, streamlining the design process. Substance 3D Stages beta version presents the generative background feature, enabling the creation of intricate scene backgrounds, coupled with automatically adjusting lighting. According to Adobe, these updates not only expedite the creative review process, but also provide significant time and cost savings across industries, such as gaming, VFX, and industrial design. Sebastian Degay, Adobe's VP of 3D and Immersive, emphasized that this integration aims to expand creative possibilities rather than replace human imagination. The latest tools have been made available in Substance 3D Sampler 4.4 and Stager 3.0, marking yet another stride in Adobe's ongoing enhancement of digital content creation.
Thank you for listening to today's AI and Tech News Podcast Summary. Please do leave us a comment, and for additional feedback, please email us at podcast@digimasters.co.uk. You can now follow us on Instagram and Threads by searching for @DigimasterShorts or search for Digimasters on LinkedIn. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, and don't forget to follow or subscribe.